The title track, Bright Mississippi, reminded me loosely of your composition, Whipped Cream.
Yes, I think it's because you hear the tense going on, okay. Which is a concept of playing stride piano. And I got that kind of playing from a guy named Ernest Penn, who came through my life when I was 12.
And is that the guy you took piano lessons from at home that I had heard you talk about?
Well, it wasn't really lessons, but he
would come over.
Well, I guess you can say a lesson, but not formally. He was a gentleman who moved into our neighborhood after his heyday was over. He was a guy who came from a time in life when if you played a string instrument, you played everything with a string on it. And he was a banjo player who played everything with the string. But when, by the time he moved to my neighborhood to live with his old relatives, mm-hmm. he had become an outcast in his area.
Right.
And he had no teeth in the top of his mouth.
Right.
And two or three at the bottom.
Right.
And my parents hated him because he smelled like bourbon all day long, you know?
Right, right.
And he was a little frail guy, but he was very excited about life. And one day he heard me over playing the piano, and mm-hmm. when I walked outside, he said, "You know, I play the piano." And I said, "Well, great. Well, come on in." And I brought him in, and he sat down and began to play the most beautiful stride, and I didn't know what that was at that time.
Right.
So that's how that got
like James P. Johnson, that type of thing? Or
perhaps.
Yeah.
But that's how stride got. That's how that thing intense and butterfly.
Okay.
And I used to stick with him as much as
tense
I could.
Tense and butterfly?
Well, tense, it's called tense because if you count the notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you put it, tense.
Okay, right.
And then, that's tense.
Okay, and the butterfly is the
butterfly
right
is flying up here.
Okay.
But this guy, he was a marvelous man, and again, he stayed drunk all the time, and I had an old banjo that had been seen its better days, and he saw that was there, and the back was all decayed, and he took a Regal beer tray and made a back and hooked it onto it.
Uh-huh.
And went to independent drugstore, and you could buy a set of banjo strings for 50 cents.
Right.
And he plucked that on. And when he'd play, he was so excited about it. Every time he got through with a song, just me and him there,
right.
He'd jump up and say, "Hot the mighty sound." And it was just me and him, you know. But he was an exciting man, and I'm sorry for making the story long. Because
oh, no, that's a great story.
He was just so dear in my life, and I think about him a lot. While I was out of town one day visiting New York with my parents, he had been through such a bad time, and I never knew what was going on, but he sat on the side of his bed and killed himself.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, that is.
But he certainly gave me something to last forever, and to me it dawned on me later, maybe that's why he came to this neighborhood.